something gets them off track, and then you have to use some wisdom. I'm saying more than I can get out of tonight, but it's true. Folks, we need to grow up. We need to be wise. God gives shepherds. God does give shepherds. God gives pastors, and God gives them for reasons. But long story short, he came to me, and he said, Bob, he said, I have a real drawing in this church. He said, I'm going to split this church. And he said, I want you to come be my associate pastor. And I looked at him. I've always been loyal. I'm a loyal person. And I said, you don't know who you're talking to. That's not right. That's not God. No, absolutely not. And it was such an intense situation. I wouldn't burden you with what it's part of my education. I've been to a lot of universities. I've been to a lot of rodeos. I've been to a lot of goat ropings. I've been to wherever I am right now. I've paid my dues to learn some things to come to where I am right now. And my spirit said no. I detected something, and he did. He after that meeting went away from the Lord for a good period of time. But I said, absolutely not. And my father-in-law, who was one of the strongest, he was strong. One of the John Waynes I was raised around in those early days. He said, son, he said, I've never encountered anything in the ministry. You know, things can get very intense around the church. And if you're not spiritually sensitive, you'll talk instead of pray. You'll talk instead of pray. He said, I've got to get out of town for a couple of weeks. And he left that whole thing with me. I thought, oh, God, you know, Jesus, I can preach. You know, I love to preach, and ministry is wonderful. But, man, I mean, I knew some stuff was really stirring. I remember I went to the church before the weekend. I felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders. And I had a Bible and a prayer towel, and I had a legal pad. And I went to the church and locked the church, and so no one could get in. That was one of my jobs. I janitored in the church, so I could lock it up, and I knew how to secure it. And I went on my face before God, and I prayed all night long. I cried out to God until I scarcely had a voice. I cried out to God, God, spare the church. Spare the church. God, spare the church. And so help me God. I don't have time to get into it, but God worked that thing out, moved him several miles away, out of state, and it did affect a few folks, but thank God the church survived and went forward. You know, we've got to be sensitive. You know, this under God, this is all of our church, you know. This is our church home. I mean, we've got years of Christian education. We've got years of teaching and training boys and girls. We've got a lot of equity in this house. Amen. And it's worth praying for. It's worth some prayer time. It's worth some intercession time. I can't from the pulpit tell everything that happens. If I did, it would shake too many people up. Of course, very few people are strong enough to take strong meat in situations. So I just choose to take a bullet myself. Thank God there's no bullets that I'm aware of flying right now. But you don't go 50 years without being strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You don't run when the wolf comes. You don't run when the enemy comes. You don't run. You don't run when the lion comes. You stand with the sheep and you hold steady. And you say, God, use me, God, let me. And it was that prayer meeting that night when the sun came up the next morning. The Spirit of God said, everything's going to be all right. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, there's few joys in the world outside of leading a soul to Christ like there is when you're part of seeing a New Testament church, seeing a victory won, and seeing things go forward, and Jesus being Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. I said, praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Well, I think of when we were working on this television station in Uganda, and we had two Ugandans that were trying to steal that station. And the threat was very real, and my life was threatened if I went back. Come to find out that the brother of one of them was the assistant head of the mafia in Uganda. Mafia's everywhere. And they said, if you come back, your life will be in jeopardy. When I talk to Joy about it, one thing I appreciate about my wife, she's been a praying woman through all of these years. And I said, honey, you tell me what to do. I do owe you the telling you what God. She said, Bob, we've never won anything by compromise. We've never won anything by running. She said, you go, God will be with you, and God's going to give us victory. And we went, and God gave us victory in 48 hours. Praise God, God gave us victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer made the difference. The prayer of faith made the difference. I said the prayer of faith made the difference. Prayer of faith made the difference. I mentioned Sunday morning in a little place over on Southside, it's a three-room apartment or a duplex is what it was, when God woke me up in the middle of the night and gave me Romans 13. And I thought the Lord was coming. And I'll tell you, there was a crying out to God in my heart. And the Lord finally said to me, not tonight, but I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon. Folks, we're closer to the coming of the Lord than we've ever been. It's too late to play church. It's too late to mark time. It's too late not to take things seriously. Jesus is coming soon. I mean, people really are going to heaven or hell. People really are going to heaven or hell. Everybody you know is going to heaven or hell. Everybody, your sweet little relatives, they're going to heaven or hell. Oh, not my favorite aunt, not my favorite. Yes, that's what we're trying to say. Wake up. Talk to them. Well, it'll hurt their feelings. So, it's just eternity. Well, I have a good neighbor. I don't know what my neighbors will think about me. So, folks, we're dealing with eternity. We're dealing with eternity. It's just not about us coming together, singing and feeling good and, woo, glory to God, whatever. It's about ever-living, never-dying souls. And really, that's the way God wants us to build churches. That's the way God wants us to build churches. It's the biggest swap-out time I've ever seen in my life. Oh, God wants us to win. That's why we started in the post office building. We got raw sinners saved, and they'd go out and find their raw sinner friends and bring them into church, and they'd get saved, and they'd go out and get their sinner friends. Praise God. You talk about joy. That's a thrilling way to build a church. It was that prayer meeting. It was that visitation of God that let me see what God was doing. Then I remember 5 years after we started the church, and virtually no one was being saved in the services. One Sunday morning, the song leader didn't show up. I think one of the two musicians didn't show up for whatever reason. And I preached that morning, and I felt like I was spitting cotton. I mean, I got through, and I just thought, oh, that I could take the wings of the morning and disappear, God. People left, and I said, Joe, I'm not going to go home and eat today. I'm going to my office. I've got to hear from God. I remember crying out to God from the agony of my heart, saying, Lord, we'll do anything that's right and anything that works to win souls. And it was then that, as you remember, and I've told you many times, that God brought those Jesus hippie musicians through, and they said, could we'd like to hold a meeting in your church, because the church where they were, they said, you're running off our money, people. You're running off our tithers. You know, they looked a little different then, but you wouldn't look twice now. Of course, everything's different. But anyway, but we saw God for 13 weeks. We saw God for 13 weeks just do miracles in young people's lives. It was that primarily that meeting right there that jettisoned us into a bus ministry, into an outreach ministry, and then began to move us downtown to purchase the First Baptist Church from 200-seat chapel to 2,000-seat First Baptist Church. Praise God. I'm telling you, little is much when God is in it. Do we want to plug along, or do we want to see a revival? Do we want to plug along, or do we want to see the outpouring of God's Spirit? Do we want to we've been to church, you know, and the sweet by and by and all this, that, and the other, but... Or do we really want to see souls saved? Folks, there's no shortage on sinners. They're all over 35. They're all over 30. They're all over anywhere you go. Sinners, there's no shortage on sinners. Praise God. It's time to pray them in. And I remember downtown when we had that property, there were many crisis times. But I remember when we received a 30-day eviction notice. We didn't have our financing tied down at that time. And they were practicing what they do down in Granbury. What is the production there? The Promise. The Promise started downtown in our church, 5th and Penn Street. And it was one of the finest Christmas and Easter productions you could find anywhere. J.T. Adams brought that and helped get it all set up. And we did it primarily with people from our own church. It was amazing. It was amazing how God used the Promise at that time. And then later on, it moved down to Granbury or out to Glenrose, it was. And there, you know, God's used this church for a lot of firsts, for a lot of things. God's, a lot of things have been launched over these years, and we thank God for it. But I remember I was watching them practice for that, And I got a letter that came in from the office, and we had a 30-day eviction notice because we couldn't get our financing tied down. And I'm sitting back in that auditorium thinking, oh, God, I'm a failure. I'm a failure. How many times has the enemy tried to come with that one? Amen. I remember getting in my car and just driving. I don't even remember where. I remember it was somewhere the other side of Weatherford. I just got on the highway. I was weeping before God. I was crying out Isaiah 45:11 concerning the work of my hands commands you me. I don't know how I drove it. But it was just supernatural. It was supernatural. And it was somewhere way the other side of Weatherford when it just seemed like I came down. The Spirit of God just turned me around and said, go back to Fort Worth. We came back to Fort Worth. And at that time, praise God, we found out that there was a man that wanted to meet with me. Amen. And he said, I want to meet with the preacher. I believe I can help him on the financing. So we met with him, and he asked me how much money we needed. We needed $1.5 million. And if you don't have it, $1.5 million is a lot of money. If you don't have it, I said, $1.5 million is a lot of money. And he looked at me, and he said, preacher, tears began to run down his cheeks. And he said, you're supposed to be in that building. You're supposed to be there. He said, I'm going to help you do that. I'm going to help you do that. And thank God, God got her. I mean, there have been so many crisis times over these 50 years. We shouldn't be here. I mean, but God. Amen. I remember our own daughter in 1998 when she went into a coma, and Joy just stood in the hedge and made up the gap. It was Joy who just stood there. They wanted to just say, it's all over, it's all over. I was in Jerusalem with our tour at that point. Joy felt led to stay home. But it was Joy's faith. It was her prayer. It was her reaching out to God that literally spared the life of our youngest daughter at that time. But you know, that's, I don't know, that's six or seven, and that's just a few of them. But let me go up to 1993. When we had the elections in 93, and Bill Clinton was voted in, he's not the worst president we ever had, but I mean, there was a serious decline that happened in that era. I felt like something had died in our nation. I couldn't put my hand on it, but you know all the disgraceful things that happened and all the craziness that happened, and I'm not being ugly or unkind. We need to pray for our presidents. We need to pray for our leaders. But I began to cry out to God. I mean, it was as if it's revival or ruin. I'd wake up praying. I'd go to sleep praying. There was a cry out of my heart, God, you've done it before. Do it again. And then there would be the question, but is it too late for revival? Is it too late for revival in America? Hey, I'm seriously asking the question. There's things that look like it's too late for revival, but that's not what my Bible reads, see? That's not what the Word reads. I can't go by the way things look. I can't go by the way things seem. I've got to go by what the Word of God said. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, God said, I'll heal their land. I'll hear their prayers. A church, do you realize it was an upper room with folks just like you that started the day of Pentecost? Do you realize? I mean, we could equalize this. It was something just kind of like we are here tonight, but it was a group of people who said, it's God or die. It's revival or die. It's Holy Ghost or die. We've got to have God. Folks, You need God. I need God. This church needs God. Every church in America desperately needs God. We need more than what we are. We need more than what we're doing. It's time for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God. It's time. It's time. And we've sown, we've sown, we've sown, we've sown. But we can't back off of sowing. We're in a little bit of a time, and some folks say, well, I'm just kind of weary and well-doing. I understand. I understand the feeling. Can you imagine how many times in 50 years I was weary and well-doing? I mean, if I'd done what my flesh wanted to do, I could have disappeared. There have been times that the pressure's been that intense. But it's the Word. It's the Word. It's the Word. It's the Word. It's the promise of God that keeps us going when the going is tough. It's the Word of God. When your family doesn't understand, when the world doesn't understand, when finances don't, it's the Word of God that keeps you going forward. There's times we hit difficulties in our Bible college, in leadership, serious difficulties in leadership that could have put it under. The times we face serious leadership challenges in our Christian school in the beginning could have pulled it under. This church has faced many, many crises, but I'm telling you that the power of God Almighty, because people were praying, brought us out time and time and time and time again. God's brought us through the impossible. The impossible, the absolute impossible. God's brought us through. How many times people have said, well, Bob Nichols has had it. Calvary's had it. You know, I was just thinking, every church that's worth its, that's, I could name them, but you wouldn't even understand if I call the name. But I can think of about 7 or 8 churches in the Metroplex of ministers that way back when had a real revival spirit in them. And I remember hearing the naysayers around this community say, well, that church is headed. They're going under. They're going under. No, they're still going. It's the naysayers that are dead. The naysayers are 6 foot under, but the church is 6 foot above. Hallelujah. There have been those that said, Calvary's dead. Pastor Bob Nichols is dead. When the tornado came, they said, it's all over. This is it. This is it. They've pulled through a lot of things, but they can't pull through this one. But oh, God, oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. Don't underestimate my God. Don't underestimate my God. An 18-second prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Elijah said, there'll be no rain till I say so, and there wasn't. And then God said, go back, and he went back. They've built the altar and flooded it with water and did everything they could do. But thank God when the man of God prayed, the fire of God fell. Folks, it's not too late for the river to flow. It's not too late for the rain to fall. It's not too late for the fire to burn. It's not too late for the spirit of revival to sweep across this metroplex. And it's got to be, if not us, who? If not here, where? Oh, God, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. I want everyone to stand to your feet. I'm just sharing some testimonies with you tonight. These Monday night prayer meetings, they have been red hot. Red hot. Red hot. Red hot. I mean, something ignited. We got caught in a monsoon rainstorm. We called in and got a hold of Dan. Dan was leading when we finally got here about 20 minutes late, 25 minutes late. And I tell you, the Spirit of God was all over this room. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank God. I feel victory tonight. I said, I feel victory tonight. Hallelujah. It's not too late. It's not too late for revival. It's not too late for the moving of God's Spirit. It's not too late for the outpouring of God's Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I said, it is not too late. It is not too late. It is not too late. I'd like to do something that we end up our prayer time on Monday night. We pray for different departments. But I wonder how many people would come and just stand, and we're going to lift our voice to God for a few minutes here tonight. Sunday, we observe our 20th anniversary of the Power Tower. Sunday, 20 years. 20 years. The average minister stays with his church 2.5 or 3 years. That's a national average. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I want us to lift our voice to God. Let's call upon the name of the Lord for this weekend. Let's call upon the name of the Lord for this weekend. Let's call upon the name of the Lord for the greater Metroplex area. Oh, what's happening here at Calvary is more important than football, baseball, basketball, hockey, or whatever. Oh, it's revival. It's ever-living, never-dying souls. Shibarakora. Let's cry out for revival, saints. Let's cry out for a moving of God's Spirit. Breathe. Lord, you've kept this church through the tornado. You've kept this church through the devastating fire. You've kept this church, Father, through attack after attack. You've kept this church through lie after lie. Father God, we lift our voice to you. We lift our voice to you. Oh God, we lift our voice to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yoribaba kore kare kore kashi kataya. Shila babare katura bakatai. Shila babara katai. Oh, let's call on the name of the Lord, saints. Let's call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Shorabakatura bakatai. Shila baraba. Call upon the name of the Lord. We call upon the name of the Lord. We call upon the name of the Lord. Arabakara kora kara kora kotore babara kora kasai. Derebo maria da la barreba foshi la barreba kasai. We call upon the name of the Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. You are welcome. We welcome you in this ministry. We welcome you in every department. We welcome you in our outreach. We welcome you in everything. Everything that's going on, we welcome you, Lord. Lift your voice, saints. Lift your voice. Oh, let's lift our voice to the Lord. Oh God, pour out of your Spirit, Lord. Pour out of your Spirit. Pour out of your Spirit. Pour out of your Spirit. Pour out of your Spirit, oh God. Oh, la ba la ba la ba ya ta la ba la ba la ba sha. Oh, le belle belle basci quando la barriera anda la barriera anda le belle belle belle. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yadda la ba la ba la ba la ba yadda la borri yadda la borri kiyadri yadda la ba yadda. Yadda la borri yadda la barri yadda la barri yadda la ba la ba la me. Oh, le be le be ba 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 le be le be le be le be le be. Yet the laborium got the lebele, belle, 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 Ore andale borre baba sakataya. Dere borre andale borre andale borre baba sakataya. Ore borre andale borre andale borre sakataya. Yed God, we cry for a harvest of souls. Souls, souls, souls. Oh God, we cry for a harvest of souls. Oh, we cry for a harvest of souls. We cry for a harvest of souls. We cry for a harvest of souls. Lord, I ask you to bless this people. God, make us hungry. Oh, stir up our appetite, Lord. Stir up our appetite for an outpouring of your Spirit, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. We hunger, we thirst after you, O God. We hunger, we thirst after you, O God. Lord, we cry for revival in every home, revival in every marriage, revival among the teenagers, revival among the boys and girls. Father, we cry for revival. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shila baba kata reka sakata ya. I want you to call for revival among the children.
Hallelujah. Father, we just cry out for boys and girls tonight. Father, many boys and girls don't know how to cry out for themselves. Lord, we call out for them. These boys and girls that need you. God, they need you in their lives to live holy and live righteous. Father, I pray just stir in boys and girls. Father, I pray open hearts. I pray tender hearts, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're at work in boys and girls' lives. Oh, Father, that they hunger and thirst for the things of God. They hunger and thirst for righteousness. Father, they desire clean hands and pure hearts. I pray, Father, touch them as they come into the house of God. Lord, just touch them. In every classroom, you can touch them, no matter the age. We've seen you do it before, God. We say, do it again, Father, that they'll know the truth, and the truth will set them free, that they know you're real, Father. They know the presence of your power. And I just pray that the wind of the Holy Ghost blows through our classrooms, every class, nursery, preschool, elementary. Father, touch their hearts. I pray they learn how to press into you. They learn how to worship. They learn how to get into the Word of God. They learn how to pray. Father, that's our desire, to put that foundation in their lives, that they'll never depart from those things, Father. I just thank you. You're at work. You're at work. We're seeing it. We're seeing it. We're seeing boys and girls just weeping at the altar and reaching out to you. We thank you, Father, for saved boys and girls filled with the Holy Ghost. And we just declare signs, wonders, and miracles in the children's ministry. Healings, miracles, Father, in the children, in Jesus' name.
I just wanted to share from the Word, for anyone that may doubt what Pastor was saying about it's still possible, I read this morning in Proverbs 29, verse 16. It says, when the righteous are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. So we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and we shall see the fall of the wicked. It doesn't matter how much transgression is increasing around us. We need to stand on the Word of God. Like he said, it's the Word of God. In Proverbs 29:16, we shall see the fall of the wicked. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Claudine Sanders tonight. We pray for those that are not able to get out as they have in days gone by. We just ask you, Father, to touch her body, touch her back. Lord, the challenges she's having in eyesight. Lord, anyone else that's in the evening time of life, we just call for the grace of God to be with them. For Martha Dukes, we pray for her tonight, God, and we just ask you, touch in a supernatural way. Touch in a supernatural way. Oh, thank God. Father, bless the precious people that have been so faithful and so steady in the heat of the day. We bless them in the name of our God tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we just ask you now as we're approaching the weekend. We're approaching the weekend in the name of Jesus. We have a lot of people doing a lot of things. I know that. I understand that. And that's why we need more people. More people for them to be to have an encounter with Christ, and more people that will be able to help in reaping the end time harvest. Amen. Workers, pray the Lord of the harvest. Pray the Lord of the harvest. Oh, the harvest, it's ripe unto harvest, whitened, ripe unto harvest. Father, we just thank you that Sunday you're going to anoint Brother Dale Gentry. 20 years, Father. Sunday morning, Sunday night. And then a final night on a Monday night that Brother Dale Gentry will get to be with us in the Monday night prayer time. So three great services there. And I just believe, Father, you're going to move in a supernatural way. Father, I just pray that the love of God sweep across this room like just like liquid. Father, may we love one another. May we help one another. May we pray for one another. May we hold up the hands of one another. Father, may we care for one another. May we really have compassion for one another, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for response. I thank you for each of these illustrations that we've given tonight, milestones where we cried out to you. And Lord, it made a difference. It made a difference. It made a difference. Oh, Father, send in people that need Jesus, people that need to be born again. Send in people, Father, that know the Lord, but they need a good church home, and they just need a good place to plant and be planted and be happy and be content. Father, we just thank you for just letting a stirring of God sweep through this church stronger than before, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, God's brought some unusual people around. We can't say everything that happens. It's not wisdom, but God's bringing political people around. I mean, not just election time, but not election time. It's amazing how many people, they've heard about the power tower. They ask us to pray for them. Oh, there's some people waking up. Praise God. Now, Father, before we dismiss tonight, I just want to thank you for the privilege of being together tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, I just reach out the Spirit over there. We just bless John Hall. And Father, I ask you to strengthen his knees. Lord, you see the challenge in his knees and his legs. Those legs have carried him all over the world, pulling those heavy suitcases and all the things that you do. Father, I just pray that you just bless him and strengthen him and let healing power flow into the body and the voice and the spirit of John Hall tonight, we pray. Father, we pray for Glenn Shin tonight, and we just believe for his eyesight to come back. We call your eyesight back, Evangelist Glenn Shin, tonight. You've been a faithful man. You've been a faithful man, and we call that back. We thank you, Lord, for helping our sister-in-law, Zonel tonight. And God, I thank you that she's better. I thank you that her eyes are better. Lord, just continue to work supernaturally. And Father, may upon all of us, may we just be God-minded. May we go to sleep with God on our mind. May we wake up with God on our mind. Father, may we live in the Word and realize that nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors in Jesus' name. Now just safe passage for everyone as they go home, Father. Safe passage upon them and upon our students in our school and upon all that happens on these properties in Jesus' name. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm glad I came to church tonight. I said, I'm glad I came to church tonight. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Well, the Lord bless you. Make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. My house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Oh, a house of prayer. God bless you. Go with God.